Another day, another episode. Welcome back. If you've been following me for this long, I appreciate you. Yeah, you can kind of see my development, basically. This episode is inspired by a conversation that I had with one of my closest friends today. We had some agreements and disagreements, and by the end of the day, we agreed that it doesn't hinder our relationship because everyone's entitled to their own opinion. And at the end of the day, yeah, like, unless it's a physical thing that someone gets harmed, like, yeah, it's not gonna hurt anyone. So it kind of inspired this episode in a sense that there are a few things, right? I can't speak for everyone, but usually people evolve all the time, right? Individually, or you can look at it as meta as you want in terms of, like, the human race. There are already a lot of things that in my earlier episodes, in my earlier YouTube videos, in my earlier podcast episodes, that I already disagree with or have some points that I would add to it. Because you're learning new things all the time. In the last couple of weeks, for example, I've learned a lot about the world, about systems, about many things, politics, and how the world functions, stuff like that. And this will forever grow the more you... Well, it depends what type of circle of friends you have and what type of media you consume. Some are a bit more world-altering than others, I guess, in terms of how we view things. Yeah, usually it's politics or economy, stuff like that, income disparity, yeah, all sorts of stuff. So, there are a few things as well, because usually when you're trying to get people to quote-unquote get on your side, right, it's kind of ridiculous because sometimes something as basic as human rights, you have to pick sides, which is very unfortunate in our current world. But depends. Many issues that are complex, of course, one can argue that. But many issues are also quite straightforward. And sometimes you kind of have to name it as you see it, call a fish a fish, right? But it's a bit difficult with all these different opinions and stuff like this. I think the main point is kind of, I have formed groups of friends and I have lost groups of friends as well. And that's just the way life is, right? People have friends for years and people lose friends all the time. And I was just having a discussion today with a close friend of mine that we're in a friend group before, and now that friend group slowly diminished. I kind of look at it as a sieve. Yeah, I kind of look at it a little bit like a sieve, in a sense that in the beginning, you kind of like, you know what a sieve is. You kind of put flour through it, you shake it, and then the end result is that you get the refined, like, clear stuff that you can use on the bottom, and what is left in the sieve is just lumps and stuff you can't really use, or you use a spoon or something to make it smaller so that you can go through the sieve. I kind of look at it like that, right? Throughout the years, with a sieve, kind of now the friends that I do have, I know, are reliable, and if anything happens, I can rely on them and they can rely on me, no questions asked. Yeah. So that's why it was an interesting point today, because I've had many discussions with people. Some topics are heavier than others, and some people, or some topics will create a little bit of a unpleasant mood, maybe, depending on what your views are, obviously. So it was a little bit interesting to me today to have a discussion with a close friend of mine, and we did have some disagreements. Ultimately, we agreed on the big picture, quote unquote. But along the way, there were some disagreements, and it flooded me with thoughts. First is obviously one of the things is kind of when you try and get people on your side, quote unquote, there's almost no right way, right? What is the right way? It's very hard because when you think about it in the grand scheme of things, if someone gets bombed or shot or something, there's very hard to find a comparative kind of reply to that that will weigh the same. Obviously, the wrong thing to do is, well, depends who you talk to, but my personal belief is that I don't believe in an eye for an eye, I believe in justice, right? So I rather have the person prosecuted and like charge for their crimes and do the get sent to jail or whatever. Not everyone believes that. So the point is, in the grand scheme of things, it's kind of hard to argue that if a country is at war or something and you're advocating for that, it's a little bit difficult to weigh kind of what is the appropriate response, right? So the point is that the disagreements taught me some things about arguing and conversating with people who have different views than you, and I can understand that when you're in a dire situation, anyone who is cornered, an animal and a human, if you're cornered, you will fight back, right? So with that, because there are so many different opinions, even within the same movement, it's hard to kind of find a line of acceptability anymore, especially when you're outside the realm of quote-unquote law. Even though many lawful people, quote-unquote lawful people, absolutely disobey the law, that's why there's a vast amount of corruption, and it shouldn't be acceptable, but people get away with it all the time, especially if you have if you're richer or something. That could also be argued, but it seems to be the case, at least in, if history is any indication. Usually the biggest casualties when it comes to wars or any type of political disparity is the people who have low income, right? The people who can't do much because they are working paycheck to paycheck. So if you take that away and they're starved and they're cornered, Anyways, I'm straying a little bit. But yeah, when you try and get people on your side, quote unquote, it's the way in which you do it can be argue many ways. But let's just talk specifically about argumentation, right? In any context, even if it's out of politics, even if it's I guess any type of argumentation, you can kind of look at it as, are you not arguing as in like fighting, but argumentation, so like having a debate or a conversation, are you arguing to insult, are you arguing to teach, right, to educate? Because that makes it very different. I mean, sometimes it's the same, but sometimes a bit different, because some public figures, for example, it's very easy to say, yeah, you're a racist and stuff like that, even though sometimes you gotta call a spade a spade. Like, if you're racist, you're racist. However, if you're trying to actually teach someone something, right, very often it's easier to get someone on defensive first if you straight up insult them at the very beginning of the conversation, even if it's true, and people do it all the time, right? Like, hey, but in reality this is the case, so read a book, you racist. Like, that's a very common kind of response that you get online typically, and depending on the state of what you're fighting for, sometimes it's a given, right? Like, if you're talking about wars and stuff, yeah, calling someone racist and stuff like that, it becomes very minuscule. But if you're talking about educating from the very beginning, right, because the whole point is that now a lot of countries have a lot of right-wing politicians getting elected, depending on what spectrum of the politics you're on. Some may perceive that as good, many perceive that as bad. And although the system is corrupt in some ways, people still vote for them, right? And a vast majority of people, I can't even say that, I can't say vast majority of people, but there has to be enough of people to vote, for example, for them to get elected to begin with, right? It depends on how your system works, because, for example, during Trump and Hillary's election, Hillary got the popular vote, right? Meaning she, in theory, got more votes, but because of some US political system or something, because of how they count the states, somehow Trump still got, still got the presidency. So, yeah, it depends, but there's still enough people voting for Trump that he gets his seat, right? So it's same with a lot of politicians. So it starts also with education, because a lot of people who vote for these right-wing, some cases extremists, they have to have some belief in their mind that somehow that is justified, right? And that comes from their innate beliefs and their biases, and that's why education is very, very important. And I can understand why in some schools they're advocating for a full proper history lesson rather than the history of the winners or a bit of biased history. Depending on what country you're from, your education system may vary. Obviously certain countries have very strong historical context into why they learn the history they do. Germany is a very good example of this, or a very bad example of this, I guess, in a sense that they obviously have a massive historical guilt as well, and that's why, yeah, it makes sense that their education is very heavily based on that. But there are many countries, for example, that still depict these explorers, for example, the US right now, on many countries, right, that go to lands that already have people there and kind of mass murder them just to live on them. And I don't think and a lot of school books, instead of calling it what it is, it says that these were noble explorers that explored the world and helped the locals, which has been proven to be very much untrue, right? Same with the history of slavery and stuff like that. And perhaps in some history books they actually mention this, but for the most part it's not really the case. And in some cases they probably did explore and stuff like that. And although it's the norm at the time to do that, because everyone was colonizing and there was wars and shit, and slavery was the quote-unquote norm at the time, and it's heavily unaccepted now, even though in some places it's still ongoing. It's heavily unaccepted in most societies, and that's why historical context is important, right? It doesn't make what they did in the past okay. It's just something to learn from. Unfortunately, some people do not learn from them. But yeah, you need to first acknowledge that this is something your country did in order to make steps to forward, right? Just recently, the Australian police have released an apology to the Indigenous people of Australia about the stuff they've done in the past, and I hope that they actually have conversations with them about how to perhaps have mental health care or housing or some type of development to help with that. And some may argue that you can't keep talking about the past because everyone did horrible stuff back then. Yeah, it's not about that. It's also about kind of recognizing that you've done wrong and kind of equalizing that to what you have now. So kind of helping to bring back the people to a level of equality. Like when you talk about the South African apartheid, for example, where black and white people have drastically different rules, usually to the benefit of white people in South Africa. And when it was over, everyone celebrated, which was great. Apartheid is over. However, the effects of it is still ongoing, right? Because most businesses were white owned, and after apartheid ended, it's not that magically now the businesses are owned by black people. They're still owned by the same people. They're still living off of the consequences of the actions in the past. And I'm not saying that you should bend over and kiss all of their feet or something like that, but you need to acknowledge that you've left scars and you've left kind of your foot in the sand, basically. You've done something, and you should at least acknowledge that to bring the equality to the same level, right? So the main argument for a lot of politicians in the US is that, yeah, you know, in the law, it's not written specifically that different groups of people have different rules. It's not written specifically there, of course not. It's like how it's not written specifically that there are genocides happening or there's slavery happening in some places around the world. It's not going to be written specifically, right? People don't necessarily flaunt that in most cases, but in some cases people do. But there needs to be some, you need to at least know, right, that the place you grew up or the land that you're on, the actual history that preceded that, right, that happened in the past, to kind of bring harmony to the place where you live, right? Like, it's also not practical for everyone to get up and leave, because in that sense, the whole world needs to get up, because lands have been passed on again and again. However, you need to kind of acknowledge the history of what happened and not make it all pretty in a sense that, yeah, there was explorers. You also kind of need to face the fact that some of these quote-unquote explorers also did horrible things. You need to be transparent on both sides to be able to form some type of coherent conclusion and give the appropriate people their rights back, right? And you have to be transparent with that and not hide certain parts of information so that it will fit your narrative. And that's why systemic change is definitely needed, right? So when you make an argument, it's very easy to be like, you're racist and stuff like that. In some cases, yeah, if a person's racist, yeah, for sure. But education comes from somewhere, right? So when you talk about reform, and you're, depending how far back you want to go, it starts from education. And when kids go to school and stuff like that, and that's why homeschooling is a bit iffy in some, at least in the US, where some parents are flaunting the syllabus that they're actually giving, because homeschool inherently is not bad, because there could be a plethora of reasons why someone's homeschooled, but there, when there is almost zero rules as to what you teach your child, there's some people on social media, a very small percentage, however, like, these kids are going to grow up and vote themselves in the future. And so some homeschool, like, people who are highly religious, for example, only teach their kids teachings from the Bible. So they will not learn math. They will not learn science. They will not learn displacement or any of these kind of basic concepts that is, quote-unquote, necessary, which some of these people call, just historical context about the world, kind of social knowledge, EQ, IQ, all of these things that is seemingly like useless to some people, but it also drives a lot of common sense, right? Because there have been studies coming out recently that says that men who help with housework typically get more sex in a relationship, in a heteronormative relationship. And for some of us, that's a no-brainer. But for some of us, well, not me in that sense, it's for some people, it's like, no, but women are the ones who should be doing housework. That doesn't make any sense. Why would men have it? Would, like, partake in that? Because it's their right to have access to sex, right? It doesn't make any sense. So there are still people who are trying to argue otherwise, that this argument, when other people are saying, yeah, that's quite logical that someone who helps out more will probably be more attractive because they're, like, helping reduce the workload of their partner, therefore having a more harmonious relationship. It just makes more sense. But for some people, that's not the case. So, yeah. And if you're trying to introduce certain types of histories, there is a little bit of pushback, right? Like, they're trying to implement Black history, for example, in U.S. education, which plays a role, at least in the U.S., because that's part of their history. It's not wrong to learn that. You're just being transparent. You should also learn about all the other histories, of course. It's not that you should only learn Black history. It's that you should learn everything in a transparent manner, right? And not a kind of washed up, whitewashed, or kind of biased education. Yeah, if that makes sense. At least to me, it does. Like, yeah. But then again, you can see that right now education is getting a massive cut in many countries, and quote-unquote defense is getting more funding in many countries, and it kind of makes you question the priorities of countries, right? Is it defense, quote-unquote, even though in most cases they're not really defending, they're offending people, that becomes more important than educating people and actually have people collaborate and work together and actually save lives, or just not murder people. I don't know. It's not that hard sometimes, but there's so many things that come into play. You have power, you have ego, you have money, which is a massive indicator of that. Money, land, all these things that, yeah, people fight for, with their collateral damage being lives of people who can't speak up for themselves for the most part, or even if they do, they get shut down. So yeah, anyways, I have no idea. This is just a collection of thoughts I've had for the conversation I've had today. Like I said, I'm always open to conversation. So if you have something you want to say, you can obviously email me. I'm pretty sure my socials and stuff are attached to my podcast. So there's a way you can reach out to me if you really want to. I've had some conversations with my friends about kind of having a to and fro on my podcast so that I can at least have a devil's advocate and reply to it, because right now I'm my own devil's advocate. So yeah, but anyways, at the end of the day, the ultimate goal is to, if you really want to learn history, is to learn it kind of transparently and what happened, right? But yeah, we also learn what is reported, and sometimes that is not even like accurate. And with these days that you have cameras everywhere, and still there are two sides to the same exact video, or two completely different stories. There are always two sides depending on who's involved. If there's two people in a video, there will be two sides, but they are gonna be different stories even though you see the same exact thing, right? So it's so hard to come to a coherent conclusion sometimes to some of the cases, and so complex also. So yeah, I mean, it boils down to ultimately no one wants to die. Everyone wants peace. Everyone wants, or in some cases, some people want justice as well. So it all boils down to that, right? Like, no one wants to die. Yeah. And sometimes. Yeah. That's all I'm gonna say. Because I can keep talking about this, but let's just, like, end it there. At the end of the day, everyone wants peace. No one wants to die. And if you're someone actually advocating for someone to die, you really need to check your priorities, man. Like, you're human, right? I'm human. No one deserves to die, right? So it's crazy because it's also highly dependent on where you're born. I'm very lucky to be born in the place where I did, and to have the privileges that I do because of that. And everyone has their own benefits and privileges depending on where they're born, and also disadvantages purely based on your parents' income, where you're born. That plays a big role, right? And to how you lead your future, and it's just unfair for some that because of the place they're born, they're treated differently, or they're conditioned differently, and they're taught different things. But yeah, that's just, yeah, how the world works. But we just have to be aware of that as well before coming to conclusions about groups of people as well, and learning how to educate them. Yeah, you kind of also need to understand their side. At least for me, when it comes to a lot of my argumentations that I make, I always try and look at the side that I disagree with and kind of see their logic and their conclusion, how they come down to that. At least this is in a form of argumentation in debates, right? If you're trying to kind of understand your opponent that you're arguing against, or if you're debating against, yeah. To understand their point of view is easier to break it down, right? Because you understand what their logic is, and then you can kind of argue and break down their trail of thought or their logic and stuff like that. And that makes your argumentation easier to get across. Yeah. At the end of the day, we should all be kind, right? And treat each other nicely and stuff like that. And be an active part of our community, I guess. Sometimes very easy to not be a dick. But anyways, I'm rambling at this point because my thoughts are everywhere. Point is, go out, be kind, and peace out.